Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and John Kinchla from Amherst Nurseries. It's an exciting time for local hero agriculture of all stripes. Greenfield Farmers Market
coming in full
effect. And then, of course, people are planting in their yards, and that's your area of expertise. John Kinchla, mowed your way to UMass and then started Amherst Nurseries. I'm going to guess it's in Amherst.
It is. It's right on Route 9.
And you have now 100-acre wood, like Winnie the Pooh.
Correct.
Oh, bother.
What are you growing? Big pots of honey, homes for Eeyore.
Thanks for noticing me.
And
some trees and shrubs, perennials, anything you could use in your home landscape, really.
Are there hot items? Like people are trying to scoop them up right away at this time of year that people are always asking for X?
People love arborvitae. People love fruit trees and blueberries. Those are really the big ones. River birch is a big seller.
What is river birch? I'm not familiar with that one.
It's, you've seen them. They have the white bark.
So it's just regular birch trees, but is
correct.
It? Oh, yeah. So is river birch make it any, it's like branded by this radio station.
93.9, the river.
Birch.
How's correct. It different from a white birch or a river birch? Is it a type of white birch?
Well, they just grow along rivers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You did bring a plant with you, right? You brought some ground cover?
I did. I brought some sedum, low growing sedum.
What are the attributes of sedum and where would you plant it if you need ground cover like that?
Ornamentally, they're nice in the fall because they certain varieties produce big clusters of, wouldn't necessarily call it a flower, but it's like a big maroon cluster of color. It changes color in the fall. I think it gets more of a burgundy, but it's a hardy plant. It's easy to grow.
Does it do well in the shade?
It will take some shade.
Because I'm always trying to find what to grow in the places of my yard that don't get anything.
People come in looking for shade plants a lot.
How did you go from, you know, mowing lawns as a teenager to deciding to open a business at the height of the recession?
Smart.
Poor business planning. Well, once the ball gets rolling, it's hard to stop it. So the land was bought, the permits were in place, recession came.
Got to keep going.
Got to keep going.
And did you go to UMass for agriculture?
Did, yeah. Yeah.
We're celebrating the 150th anniversary
That's
of
right.
UMass this year. It started out as an agricultural school, just adding to the rich agricultural heritage of this area.
Yep. I graduated from UMass with a degree in horticulture. Also got a master's degree there in agricultural economics.
So you thought you would have avoided that whole recession thing.
You would, but I'll tell you, economists are probably the worst at predicting anything. So
we've talked a lot about how land is really a challenge for new farmers. What's your story about how you were able to actually secure some land and what made that possible for you?
Well, I was lucky because at a pretty young age, I found some property up in Charlemont, a landowner who was willing to work with me on it, and also the Franklin Land Trust, which helped me out tremendously in facilitating the purchase. So between all the ingredients coming together and the state placed an APR on the property, we were able to make
acronym,
it work.
Acronym warning, APR stands for?
It's low APR financing, I hear, at the end of lots of car ads very quickly.
12 APR, no down payment, lease inception fees.
That's not the same APR.
No, it's not.
Agricultural protection regime.
Restriction.
All right. So this is the protected farmland that you'll be able to grow on.
That's right.
So you're proof positive that these land trusts work and continue to keep it in the hands of people who want to farm it.
They do. They do good work.
And how does what you're selling differ from what I would get at a big box store?
The big boxes, if you look closely at a lot of their trees, especially, you're going to notice that there's defects in a lot of that. Not all the time, but you'll see multiple trunks or leaders, we call them, which is not good form for most tree species. In general, a lot of what they're selling is on consignment, so they don't actually own it. There's not as much incentive there to care for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different business model is what it boils down to.
Right.
And the growers that supply them recognize that there's inherent risk for them because they own it until it leaves Home Depot's door.
Right.
So they're not going to send their best stuff to Home Depot.
Right.
Because they're growing for different markets just like we are.
And your market is the raised in Massachusetts, mowed his way to UMass, learned how to grow, got a degree in agricultural economics, and there you have it, Amherst Nurseries and Phil Corman from CESA. There's a local hero challenge afoot at buylocalfood.org. Phil, what is it?
This month, what we're asking people to do is to share how they're preparing for the growing season, and so you can sign up for the local hero challenge, and we'll keep sending out suggestions every month.
You can find out more of these local hero challenges at buylocalfood.org.